This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The White House is unveiling some new regulations on the use of artificial intelligence by national security and spy agencies. The AP's Donna Warder.
Officials with the Biden administration say new rules being announced today are designed to ensure that national security agencies can access the latest and most powerful artificial intelligence while preventing its misuse. Advances in AI could possibly be harnessed for mass surveillance, cyber attacks, and even lethal autonomous devices such as drones, which could wipe out an enemy. Their use by the military has been a key concern. The rules prohibit the use of applications that would violate constitutionally protected civil rights. Administration officials say such rules are needed, not only to ensure that AI is used responsibly, but to encourage the development of new AI systems and see that the U.S. keeps up with China and other rivals. Donna Warder, Washington.
Less than 2 weeks now before Election Day, Donald Trump encouraging supporters at a rally in Georgia to get out and vote.
Who's already voted? It's going to be a big one. I think it's the most important election in the history of our country. I really believe that.
Kamala Harris headlining a town hall on CNN last night where she was asked if she thinks Donald Trump is a fascist. Her answer, yes. This after Donald Trump's one-time chief of staff said the former president praised Adolf Hitler while in office. Earlier in the day, Vice President Harris said this.
This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. From the people who know him best.
Boeing's factory workers have voted against the company's latest contract offer and will stay on the picket lines 6 weeks into a strike that stopped production of Boeing's best-selling jetliners. This is AP News. Ron Ely, who played the title character in the 1960s NBC series Tarzan, has died at the age of 86. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Ron Ely told London's Daily Express in 2013 he was a last-minute casting decision for the Tarzan TV series after a football player who had the role was attacked by a chimp while filming the pilot. Ely also starred in the 1975 film Doc Savage, The Man of Bronze. He hosted the Miss America pageants in the early 1980s, where he met his wife Valerie, who was Miss Florida. He retired from acting to write detective novels. In 2019, his wife was stabbed to death at their home by their 30-year-old son Cameron, who was shot and killed by police. Ely also had two daughters. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Gas is down to $3.15 a gallon this morning, 4 cents cheaper than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.